Thanks for joining us. You're listening to the Sprocket Podcast.
We should talk. We should talk a little bit about because you, Chris, you mentioned how you met them at Pedalpalooza.
Yeah. So this weekend, okay. So being back in Portland has been like, yeah, I can finally do all the bike things that I've always wanted to do in the last like.
And
2 years since I've been gone.
I keep forgetting that you lived here.
Yeah, I lived here. It was like a blip on my radar.
You're like from California. You're from Chico. And so,
yeah.
So, like, I keep forgetting that you used to live here. And so you're naming off, like, isn't Lompoc there? Or, like,
yeah.
Whatever. And I'm like, God damn.
I lived on Cesar Chavez and Division. So I was like, fuck yeah, I know exactly where all these spots are. But, yeah, so this weekend, well, basically the 2 weeks I'm here, I'm trying to do as much bike fun things that I possibly can. Because in Chico, everyone's like, I'm just going to cruise on my old clunky, like, beach cruiser. And... you just hear crazy stories of like, oh yeah, my bike tire got flat, and then I bought a new bike. And I'm like, I'm not sure I really want to be riding with you. So being in Portland,
can't fix
is,
a flat. I'm just gonna
being
just
in
gonna
Portland
buy a whole
is quite
bike.
Refreshing for that. Yeah. So Friday night was not Loud and Lit. It was a midnight mystery ride on Friday night.
Yes.
So I staved off my sleepiness because I wake up at like 6:30 every morning. I'm like, I need to go to midnight mystery ride. Midnight mystery ride. That was like the light at the end of the tunnel. And I showed up. We started at Base Camp Brewing Company,
mm-hmm.
which was awesome. But at the same time, right as I showed up, they had closed the bar. Yep. I was like, what?
Really?
What happened here? Like, come on. Well, I'm glad
I wasn't there. I've done an event before, and usually whoever organizes it forgets to tell the people where they organize it that it's happening. So
it's almost always.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I'm guessing nobody put it on their radar, and they're like, sorry, we're closing.
I was on a ride yesterday. I was on the Classy Bar Crawl.
Oh, shit. I wanted to go to that. I got lazy.
The second stop we were at was Mint 820. And it's a really classy place. I shouldn't ever go in there.
Were you wearing your vest? Come on.
I had a, like cufflinks. I had a like nice shirt and tie, suspenders.
But you were like, I don't
pants.
Think I belong here.
No, I still didn't belong there.
I like, make under
they
three.
Knew.
Three
they knew, the too. Figures. But anyways, like we got there and like, yeah, they
no
were so low staffed and like everyone just shat a brick. Like all the wait staff, like all one of the wait staff and
one.
Like the one bartender that was there.
What day? Wait, it was a Sunday night.
It was
and they
a Sunday
had one
evening.
Wait time?
Well, yeah, of course it's Sunday evening.
Well, like that guy like, made or girl.
Yeah, that guy was like,
that
my night just
tips
got bad and good at the same
yeah,
time.
Yeah, yeah, like great. I need to run for like 3 hours straight, but damn, I also get some tips. Hopefully,
yeah.
Unless we're cheap bikers, and then
no, we made sure to. I can only speak for myself. I made sure to tip well, and I only drank soda, so there.
Well, thank you, Aaron.
So there!
For supporting the service like staff that. Of America and Portland. But yeah,
making
Portland,
us all look good.
Pedalpalooza rides, man, sometimes the organizers really drop the ball. Or like last week when you were like, start on time. I tried to go to Tour de Francia.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I was playing the freaking snare drum in my mind like, Pedalpalooza organizers, start your fucking event on time, please. Because when you say 6:30 and I just got done with a full day of wrenching on bikes and I want to be drinking wine and party, I mean, never while on a bike, no, but having fun.
Absolutely not.
And it is, wait, it's 7:45 and we still don't know who the fucking organizer is.
And you're still hanging out at Irving Park?
Yeah, still hanging out at Irving Park, you know, like, okay, maybe some people are opening their boxes of wine. Like, I definitely already drank half of mine. Okay, you know what? It's actually getting to be almost 8. I'm going to leave now because no one has stood up and said, hey, we're actually going to do something.
Right.
So that was Tour de Francia for me, and then I left, and I was like, maybe next time.
Well, back to Base Camp.
Base Camp, yeah.
So... Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Base Camp Brewing Company. It was awesome. Tons of people showed up with awesome sound systems. And then we rolled out right at midnight. Thank you, supporters of Midnight Mystery Ride.
However, Midnight Mystery Ride has been, like, pretty good at that.
Yeah, well, it's in the fucking name. You would hope so. Sorry for the expletives. It's just...
But we got the ready.
Yeah, we're not
iTunes.
On X-ray anymore. Anyway, yeah, so we rolled out of there, and it was kind of – it was crazy because everyone started rolling, and someone went around, and we were like, we're leaving in 2 minutes, 2 minutes. And everyone started mounting up on their bikes, super fun, and then we got rolling. We rode around southeast, and then we ended up – well, we went way out near, like, I-205 – and we ended up on some unincorporated land right underneath Rocky Butte. So we were like smashed in between 205 and there's another highway that meets it right at Rocky Butte. Yeah. What is that?
The 205 and I-84.
Yeah. So it was funny because someone behind me had mentioned like, hey, wait, are we going to go on the highway with all 200 of us? And I was like, oh shit, is this actually, are we, people are going to die. Yeah. And then just as we're about to merge on the freeway on ramp. We go onto the bike path that's right next to it, and I was like, whew, all right, no one's going to get hit by a car, thank goodness. So then we basically parked it at this unincorporated piece of land underneath Rocky Butte and, like, sandwiched in between another park and Rocky Butte and the highway. Bonfires, music, lots of imbibing and...
It was lots of fun. Yeah, it's typical of Midnight Mystery Ride. I've always missed every... Petalpalooza Midnight Mystery Ride I've been in Portland for, and it's always the biggest too, and like everybody comes back, oh my god, it was such a great time. But yeah, I just work,
gotta make
whatnot.
The money.
I,
you know,
you gotta eat and I gotta eat.
Yeah, exactly.
Were you on the ride, Guthrie?
I wasn't on the ride, but I wasn't aware that was the stopping spot. I was just gonna say that's the future location for Portland's first like mountain bike park, basically. So it's gonna be Gateway Green. There's gonna be a lot of really neat development that's happening there over the next 2 to 3 years. So that's really cool that it ended there because that'll put it on a lot of folks' radar.
Oh, nice.
Well, I would hope so because that's a really cool spot. I mean, granted, we rode around in all sorts of crazy circles. Oh, funny. We actually went around the Gleason roundabout.
Oh, yeah.
Twice.
On Cesar Chavez.
Yeah, it was like 39th and Gleason. And we blocked traffic. I mean, we would never do that, but we blocked traffic and went around the roundabout twice. It was kind of a shit show, but it was fun. It was fun, and I'm glad we only went around once.
Yeah.
And then, so that was the Midnight Mystery Ride. That was Friday night.
And is that where you met Tim?
No.
Or actually,
I was Loud and Lit the next day.
It was the Loud and Lit
ride. Loud and Lit.
Okay.
So I slept it until like maybe like 12:30 the next day. And, oh, I met Grilled by
Eric
Iverson. Yeah, I met Eric out there, and he was like, he is so genuine. I don't know if it's like a Midwest tendency or something, but he is awesome. And I was super stoked. He fed me food. And I was like, damn, this is Grilled by Bike. Yeah. Props to
was
you.
Was he grilling that evening?
It was funny, though, because he started out grilling and he basically provided like a warm spot for people to huddle around. And I ran into Delaney. Uh-huh. I was like, Delaney. And he's like, Chris. He's like, where do I know you from? I was like, well, I was in the studio last week. And he's like, studio? Oh yeah. Man, he can drink and smoke me under the table any day. But yeah, met Eric Iverson. That was super fun. And then he stayed out there that night, I'm pretty sure, in an unincorporated area. And yeah.
So what are the laws in the unincorporated area? Like,
don't
I mean,
get
I
caught.
Guess well, I guess there's got to be some laws, but like as far as jurisdiction, Portland,
I think technically it's the Department of Transportation, ODOT. I think owns that area.
Okay,
it would have to be like a
state police coming out to do something.
Yeah, I think it'd have to be the sheriff who is county jurisdiction. I don't know.
You really have to piss off a lot of people.
You have to piss off a lot of people, and there weren't neighbors for like easily a quarter to half a mile away.
I was on a Midnight Mystery Ride, and we've talked about this a number of times, so I'm only going to briefly mention it. But it was the shortest Midnight Mystery Ride because it had stopped right underneath like the Springwater Trail. It juts off for a little bit, and it's right by this creek. And it looked like a really cool place to hang out, but it's not very far from a lot of residential area.
It didn't
take long for cops and the fire marshal.
Those houses are up on like some hills too, so you know they're the nice houses. Like,
right,
like
exactly.
The good houses have more stairs, I think, is how it works. but those
like
are the people that are like,
out there.
Yeah.
How dare you?
excuse me, I need to wake up the next morning and watch my trust funds.
Right. Yeah. So then Loud and Lit came.
Loud
you guys
and
met.
Lit came. That was Saturday night. Yeah. So Loud and Lit was freaking awesome.
It was pretty awesome.
A large thanks to you. I mean, despite the like entire block that everybody had to walk just to like get on their bikes. So
yeah, they
we
were like, "Let's ride
speed.
Now," and then like 15, 20 minutes later, we're still standing in the same spot, and it's like, oh, man. Just for people to file out of the park.
Yeah.
I think it's the biggest one besides the World Naked
Run. Yeah, I think so.
If you think a block is bad, wait till the end of the month.
Oh, no. It was definitely more than a block. Like, we were covering, like, 4 or 5 blocks easy. Yeah.
Were you Loud and Lit as well? Or?
I wasn't Loud and Lit. I pulled a classic Northeasterner, and I was like, it's going to be in Southeast. So I just didn't
screw
even
those
bother.
Guys.
The park, what was it? Irvington Park?
Uh-huh. That is Northeast.
I know. It's like 6 blocks away from where I live. And I woke up the next morning and looked, and I was like, well, messed that one up. So
next year.
Because it's classically been at like Laurelhurst.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
It's always been like far, far southeast. And I mean, the other reason I'm pretty much in the camp of like, if you have a ride, it should depart on time. And Loud and Lit is that classic like, show up, it's an hour late. We might get started. Nope, just kidding. An hour and a half later, like maybe we start rolling. And
they
I'm just
maybe reverse the two terms.
Yeah,
Lit and Loud,
or just maybe like stop and listen, or something.
Loud and late.
There you go.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, I'm very much in that camp of like if your ride's gonna take off at 10, take off at 10:05 and call it good.
Yeah,
but,
what time did they say the ride was supposed to start?
I was going to say, you're referencing a specific ride that was supposed to take off at 10 and took off at 10:05.
Yeah, that would be my ride.
Oh, well, for next year, what ride do we
expect? Oh, that would be the
time?
That would be the Guthrie ride.
The
yeah.
Guthrie? No yeah. shit. I mean, that would make way too much sense. But
And I told an interesting story about that. I don't you weren't around. Did you
No,
hear
I
that
didn't
story?
Get a chance to.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
I didn't finish your ride.
Oh, really?
Well, we got to that fence.
I was looking back and I was just like, where'd Aaron go?
Wait, sure. That was the ride that ended in a fence or that like had a
It didn't end in a fence.
It paused at a fence. And there was cops involved and I've been meaning to ask what the deal was with that. So I was way at the back, I had no
did
idea.
Did you just turn around? Because I thought we helped you over.
No. Yeah, okay. I got over the fence, but that I got separated from everybody else at that point.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm not going to retell that story. Oh, it was on a previous episode.
I'm so sorry. No, I was looking for your number to text you and be like, where'd Aaron go?
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So I rode behind the whole group like the rest of the way up. So I must have just mixed up there. Basically, what happened there was that's the first time that fence has been locked.
Right.
It
was already
2
there.
Years ago that fence wasn't even there.
Right.
Last year it was there, but there was no gate. And then this year it was there and there was a gate and there's a lock in the gate. And so my guess is that particular part of the marina has just become like party central for people who want to get drunk and make fires and piss off neighbors in like basically Washington, Vancouver, Washington.
Because we saw a little bit of that.
Yeah, and so I wasn't sure, and the officer like let us through, and we're like 32 people came to a stop, and he's like, park's closed, and I'm like, we're just heading this way. So,
he was like trying to bar you from getting
He was going to turn us around. And so basically I was like, here's where we're going, here's how we're going to get there, and I think it was just because I wasn't yelling at him or anything. He's like, right. Well, go through, don't take any turns, don't, you know, dilly-dally, basically. Yeah. But no, like, next year I'm... Don't tell anyone. But, yeah, so there's this ride. Yeah, it's just a ride I've always taken friends on when they come up to visit, just sort of like that quintessential night ride. And I'm all about the night rides. I actually bike more at night than I bike during the daytime, and I just like exploring routes.
It's easier.
Oh, it's easier. Yeah. And if you go to the industrial districts at night, there's just nobody there. So you actually feel like you do have a bit of road space to yourself. So it had just been a ride that I take friends on. I was like, last year I was like, well, maybe I'll just like invite some other people. And I think maybe like 15 people showed up last year, and
it was pretty small and it blew up this year.
Yeah. Well, I think it's the key is to not be on a weekend with Loud and Lit, not be on a weekend with the World Naked Bike Ride. And to do it early before people are just totally burnt out on Pedalpalooza is my guess of why they showed up. Who knows? Maybe they'll tell their friends about the fence and it'll be me and like 3 friends next
right,
year.
Right.
But
last year I was there. We
I
had
know.
To like lift
no,
our
I,
bikes over.
I meant to just publicly apologize for the record. Like,
oh, there you go.
the
personally, that was part of the adventure.
Oh,
for
sure. And it is like for the folks that know of it, but there was a lot of people who are like, this is my first Pedalpalooza ride. And I was like, whoops. So there's this hilarious little graphic that every ride leader gets sent that's like, don't be this person, like pre-ride your route, like right. check times for bars. And I'm just like, whatever, it's my second year. We'll just like go out and ride it. Can't tell me what to do. I lead bike tours for a living.
That's right.
And lesson learned.
Don't forget bolt cutters.
Yeah, that's the lesson.
I think lessons not don't ride. It's don't forget bolt cutters. Going to ring the people out next year. I mean, I'm in.
It's just
now it's a little bit more like counterculture. Maybe you know,
it's basically the description's going to read now with 100% more bolt cutter.
Are you going to pass out bolt cutters? Because I mean, I would like
maybe.
I would like a free.
Yeah. I'm on this ride for the bolt cutters.
I'm there for the hardware.
The bolt cutter ride. I like it.
Well, I'm glad to finally hear about the Guthrie ride from the Guthrie.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been meaning to like get in touch with you about that, and like originally I was hoping we could do like a recording of that, but yeah, scheduling never quite worked out.
There's always next year.
Yeah. Yeah.